there, and welcome to Open Mic. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and we're here in the Moorhead State Public Radio studios with Karen Roberts and Larry Dixon of the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk a little bit about your program. I've seen the flyers and I've seen the information, and if I didn't know what it was, explain to me exactly what this Lifelong Learning Institute is.
Well, Osher is based out of University of Kentucky in Lexington, and it's been around for, I want to say, 18 years?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not positive about that, the length of time. But the person in Lexington, if you're interested in some of the Lexington classes, the person to get a hold of is Diana Long or Teresa Hager.
Mm-hmm.
They're at the University of Kentucky. We used to have two satellite programs, one in Somerset and one in Moorhead. The Somerset program isn't anymore. The one here in Moorhead is thriving and growing. We do special events both in Lexington and here in Moorhead, like our open house. That's February the 14th from 1 to 2. Happy Valentine's Day. For those that are interested in coming, it's at the Wesley Hall at the United Methodist Church. And the only request is be careful where you park, because a lot of their spaces are now rented out by the university for students.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want any of our members to get towed.
Right. Well, tell me a little bit about exactly what you guys do for your classes.
We have different topics, and each semester we have our golden oldies, and then we have new topics that are presented, and usually we have speakers come and talk about specific subjects, or we have classes that are activity-oriented. We get together and go on trips. We go to Lexington to – we're involved with a lot of the social events through the university, the different musicals that they put on, drama, some trips that are started there. And our members, along with the members of Osher in Lexington, get together and go on those trips together. This spring, they're going to – no – in the fall, I'm sorry. In the fall, they're going to take a trip to Abington, West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to the theater there. It's an overnight trip to go to the theater. And there's two different plays when they're going. And that'll be in the spring catalog, those dates and times when there's a bus that's going to be leaving from here in Moorhead. And then it'll go to Lexington and pick up the people that are going from Lexington and then be on its way one afternoon, and then they come back the next afternoon. So they'll get to see two different plays, eat in two nice restaurants there, or quick eating establishments.
Now, who are these open to? Are they, I know that you said these people in the classes, but who can sign up for these classes?
Anyone that's interested in continuing their education or having some fun that's 50 years or older. So that's quite a few people in our community,
mm-hmm.
at least. And if you're interested in learning, continuing your learning, or you're interested in some different activities, activity classes like this semester, we have one of our classes that's a continuing class is croquet. And of course, we have our golden oldie, our art class. And there is a new class that is different dates that for environmental enthusiasts. And it's actually different activities here in the Moorhead area. Most of them are at Rodburn Park, where our elementary school students take care of cleaning up the park and the creek and keeping that, and also learning about the diversity of the freshwater fish that are there and the flora and fauna in that area. So that is something that's very new, and that will start the end of the spring. The dates are to be determined depending on the weather.
When the weather breaks. You never know in Kentucky.
No, not here anyway, if we get a few sunny days.
Mm-hmm. Now, Larry, you are not a new instructor in this program. How long have you been working with Osher?
I've actually only been with Osher 1 year, a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still new.
New to this, but not new to teaching.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about what you're going to be teaching.
Okay, I'm going to be teaching an advanced photography class. Last year we did a basic photography class, had some really great images come out of it, and had a request to go beyond basic. So this advanced course is going to require the student to be able to take their camera off of automatic and go to manual settings.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about, we're going to use the basics,
mm-hmm.
What's ISO, aperture, shutter speed, and so forth. But we're going to put the cameras in manual.
Mm-hmm.
And they are going to create images, not just take pictures, but actually look at something and create a photograph. And it can be black and white, color, it can be shapes, designs, portraits. So we're going far beyond just automatic. So it's important that anyone that's interested in taking this class to be able to have a camera that can be set to manual.
Mm-hmm. So the people need to bring in their own cameras.
Yes, they need to bring their own camera, what they're used to using. And like I said, they're going to create. And one of the most popular parts of the last class was the students got to share their images. And as a group, we critiqued them. You know, and it was a very friendly critique. It wasn't mean-spirited by any means. And with this advanced class, we also have plugged in time for two field trips. Don't know where they're going to be yet,
mm-hmm.
but we're going to go out as a group and experiment. The class will start in April, and so it's never too late. As you said earlier, you know, you must be 50 years old to participate in these classes. It's never too late to take advantage of this class or any of the others.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people who feel like that continuing to learn keeps you young, mm-hmm. and this is an opportunity for our community. We do have a lot of retirees here. A lot of people who work at the university end up sticking around, and because it is a beautiful community. But for photography, man, we have some great places around town where you can and out in the county to make photographs.
Well, it's also been, question came up, is there a photography club or something? And I'm not aware of any that's in this area.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone in the class wanted to start one, that'd be a great place to start, you know, a photography club.
Yeah.
But like I said, we're going to stretch our imaginations, stretch our skills, and have fun.
Now, is that the only class that you're going to be teaching this spring?
That is correct. That's the only one I'm doing.
Okay. But that is not the only class that the group is going to be offering. Tell me, Karen, if you don't mind, give me some idea on a couple of the other classes that are going to be offered.
Well, like I said before, we have our Golden Oldies, which is our travel class. And this this spring, we are offering France to Ecuador. There will be people that have gone to France, Scotland, Mexico, and I'm going to leave two off so that you have to come or get a catalog to find out where else some of our participants have gone. And we have our movie class again. this semester and the art class again this semester. We have Larry's Advanced Digital is fairly new. It was last semester and now this semester. And like I was talking about just a few minutes ago, the Environmental Enthusiast class is something that's very new. Dennis Karwatka is going to be continuing Inventors and Inventions, and this term it's going to be 1760 to 1939. So that should be a very interesting class. We also have one of our usual classes that comes up is our Science and Environment. Also, our Visual Arts class is our painting class. I'm very interested in also some of our classes that are known that aren't semester-based.
Mm-hmm.
They go on all year long, and we're continuing Great Decisions with Bob Lindell, talking about foreign policy, and it's through a program from that Bob and Osher has gotten, and they continue. They have a book, and they go through that, and all of the different grassroots initiatives from that began in 1954 to the present. And of course, we have our lawn croquet with Dean and Kent that is continuing. That started last year. And our nonfiction books is continuing. That's a very interesting class because the participants pick the books, all of the participants pick whatever book we're going to read for the next month. And we've had a variety of books. For some reason, the last three books have been World War II oriented, but mm-hmm. Women in World War II.
Oh, good.
And that's been very interesting.
I get on a kick sometimes when I'm reading and I'm like, I need to read everything that this author wrote. Or I need to read everything about this particular subject.
Mm-hmm.
And so I imagine that that happens with a lot of book groups.
Yes, yes, and that happened with ours.
Well, on that note, let's take a quick break here on Open Mic, and we'll be right back right after this.
The Department of Music, Theater, and Dance in the MSU School of Creative Arts will present the classic French comedy Tartuffe, February 14th through the 22nd in the Cottle Little Theater inside Breckenridge Hall at Morehead State University. Performances begin at 7:30 p.m. and 2 p.m. on Sunday, February 17th. Tickets at 783-2170. More information online at moreheadstate.edu.
And welcome back to Open Mic here on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're here with some folks from the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, Karen Roberts and Larry Dixon. Thank you both again for being on the show. I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the classes that you're going to be offering this semester. One you mentioned that piqued my interest is the movie class. You said movie class, and I want to know exactly what you guys, I mean, do you go to the movies? Do you just watch movies and talk about them later? How does this work?
We go to the public library, the community room there. It's on Wednesday afternoons, and Russ is the instructor for that class, and he picks the movies for the semester. This semester, we are doing some movies that one of them is a Kentucky Keeneland racetrack. The horse racing film was filmed in Kentucky at the Keeneland racetrack. We're also going to be watching a film about the Cold War, the threat of nuclear war, and Russ has here, and more.
And more.
So I guess he's got some movies that he just isn't going to tell us about yet.
So do you go in and you watch the movies together and then discuss?
Yes, we discuss the movies. There are some very interesting discussions sometimes about the movies. A lot of times we want to know more about the lead actors and actresses in the movie and where else the movie was filmed and why this movie was done and whether it had won any awards, or we talk specifically about scenes in the movie that we found very interesting or that probably didn't need to be in the movie. Different areas like
critiques.
That. Yes, we critique the movies.
Now, and Larry, you can probably talk about this a little bit. It's not just about the learning, but it's also about the community.
Yes. During the basic class, we went out to Bette's home for abandoned baby dolls.
Mm.
And
heard of this place.
It is very interesting, a great place to take photographs. And also all of the students, they meet new people in this class, generate ideas. And the one thing that I really found interesting was the encouragement of encouraging each other to try new and different things. And that's what brought about this advanced class, is trying new stuff, learning. And you're with a group that encourages and appreciates the effort and work that you put into creating a photograph, not just taking a snapshot, but creating an image.
I personally am involved in a group that meets on the regular, and it's, to me, it's not just about creating art, and we do fiber arts, but it's not just about that. It's creating these friendships and these opportunities to talk with other people and interact with other people. And yes, you have something in common because you're participating together, but it's people that I might not otherwise have the opportunity to meet. And I think that that's part of the point of
that's,
the Institute.
That's one of our main interest in the community, is to bring people together, to meet new people, make new friends, find out what interests people, what they want to do now, what they want to learn about the next semester or the next year, to get people that aren't involved in many other things in the community, whether it's a travel, they need, travel back and forth, or there wasn't anything that they were particularly interested in the last time. It's, make sure you come to the open house, find out what we're doing this time, so that you can get back to your old friends that you had made there before and meet new friends. We have 12 new members from the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And at least 8 of them are coming back for spring. And that's a big thing that we do, mm-hmm. is just try and bring the community together more and keep friendships going. Because mm-hmm. as we get older, we start to lose friends.
Right.
And so to make new friends.
I find, in my current work and school and kids and the things that I do, it's hard to have those friendships, and having friends is such an important part of being a part of the community and an important part of your self-identification. I think that's a really important thing that you guys are doing. I wanted to learn a little bit more about the art class. Is that art appreciation or is that creating art?
This is creating art. Joe Sartor has been teaching this class for probably 3 to 4 years now, and there is a change in this class, so you need to get the registration packet and mm-hmm. learn. There's a time change in the class. He teaches acrylic painting, and we all get together. We bring our own supplies as far as our own paints.
Mm-hmm.
He provides the canvas, or we bring our own, and we learn different ways to paint, how we start a painting. He teaches how you get the canvas primed, and he goes on to teach the participants how to make this painting through different stages of, you know, developing a painting and bringing about some great art.
I'm a big fan of Joe's. He used to have some stuff that hung in MSPR when I was a student, and I always I want to say there was toast, floating toast, maybe bread of some kind.
Yes.
And some cows that were in some interesting places, but also a beautiful landscape. And he does a lot of painting for the Theater Guild productions as well.
Yes, he does.
And so I really enjoy watching him create. I saw him through the window of his studio the other day when I was out and about in the evening, and thought about his wonderful art that he creates. Had something you were making notes over there.
Yes, I want to emphasize that do not be intimidated because it says advanced photography. This is a new experience if you've never tried to use your camera in manual. So it definitely, the intent is not to intimidate or restrict, because it is a new learning experience if you've never gone off of automatic.
Mm-hmm.
So we can go back, or we'll go back to some of the basics.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a learning opportunity.
Sometimes one needs a little bit of a refresher before we begin.
Absolutely.
Advanced.
That first class will be going over some of the refresher, the basic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely don't feel intimidated. That's the only requirement, is your camera has to be able to go to manual.
Right. Now, we've got just a minute left, and I wanted to talk really quickly about the open house, February 15th.
The 14th.
14th.
Valentine's Day.
Tell me again about what is going to be happening at that open house.
At the open house, we will have refreshments available. It is from 1 to 2 at the Wesley Hall at the United Methodist Church, and we will have refreshments available for the people that come. You can also pick up, if you haven't received your registration packet in the mail, you can pick one up there, and the instructors will be there to talk to anyone about the classes that they'll be teaching. You'll get to see some friends,
mm-hmm.
and socialize a bit, and there will be drawings for certificates there's a $25 enrollment fee at the beginning. It's for the fall, and it goes for the whole year. So some of those drawings are for those certificates for the fees, the original fees for the two semesters. But we do have refreshments, and we do have some socializing with old friends and seeing the instructors and meeting them and talking to them.
Nothing brings people together like snacks and prizes.
That's true.
And on that note, that's all the time what we have for today here on Open Mic. Thank you both again for being here. I hope that your open house is successful and your classes go wonderfully. And we'll see you guys next week.